How much of a whirlwind is this? Has this season been for you, and how far do you feel like you've come since it all began?
You know, it's been hectic at times, but yeah, it's just kind of part of the job. You know, I mean, I'm kind of taking it one day at a time. You know, just doing everything I can to try to get a win.
Zach, what's been kind of the biggest thing that you've had to learn, or you know, some of the, you know, what's the biggest surprise you've had so far in your three starts that you've seen in the NFL?
Yeah, just the preparation aspect of it. You know, we had a lot of stuff when I was at LSU, Coach Cameron. But you know, you really got to prepare for, you know, anything and everything that could happen. I mean, you know, we're preparing for teams and we're watching stuff that they did, you know, one time in week one just to prepare for, you know, if that happens, so we don't get caught off guard with it. And I think that has really been the biggest thing that, you know, that I'm learning as I go, is just preparing for every and any situation.
What jumps out to you when you see what Aaron Rodgers did to the Eagles last week?
You know, obviously Aaron Rodgers is an elite quarterback, and he's got he's got something special going on up there in Green Bay. You know, we're gonna try and do our best to kind of do the same thing. You know, when the opportunity presents itself. So you know, for me, I gotta really bust my butt to prepare and really grind out the tape and film and just get ready for the situations that could arise when they do happen, to take advantage of it and, you know, hopefully get some of those big plays that Green Bay had.
Who stands out on film on the Eagles defense?
Obviously, you know, the two ends they have, Barwin and Cole. They're definitely, you know, some stud players. You know, they get after quarterback and they do, you know, a good job of, you know, what their defensive coordinator asked them to do. So we're definitely going to be aware where they are, you know, at all times.
Zach, Benny Logan had mentioned that you guys are actually pretty good friends. I was wondering if you plan on having any contact with him this week.
No, I'll probably call him later today and tell him that he looks, you know, terrible when I watch film, just kind of busting his chops a little bit. But yeah, Benny was a, you know, really good friend of mine at LSU. He's one of the first guys that I really got close with when I got down there. But I'm excited to play against him.
Zach, you mentioned preparation. This is a short week for you. What kind of challenge does that present?
You know, it's tough because you know, you're a day behind and you're trying to play catch up. You know, I was really just getting used to, you know, the Sunday scheduling, and you know, from college to the pros, and now that, you know, we got a Monday game, and you know, now we got to play on Sunday. You know, it's tough for me, being my first time doing that. So you know, for me, it's just going to be, you know, putting in more hours, you know, in a shorter amount of time, you know, than I usually do. I can't spread it out as much as I would like, but it's just like preparing for a test. You got to kind of cram and get it all in so you can be ready for the game.
Zach, you guys have a lot of rookies starting for you between Taylor Lewan and Bishop Sankey and yourself. You know, what does it say about the team, and how are you guys learning to grow together?
Yeah, I mean, we have the six rookies drafted. Five of us have really contributed a lot to this team. You know, you look at our start middle linebacker is a rookie, left tackle, running back, and quarterback, and you know, really those are four of the more important positions on any team. And for all of us to be rookies, you know, we're gonna have our growing pains, but you know, we're experiencing a lot together, and you know, it's really neat to, you know, not really be alone in that process, and you know, we get to relate with each other and kind of just our different experiences, you know, different growing pains we might be going through. But you know, it's awesome for the fact that, you know, not only for us but for this team, that, you know, so many key positions are young players, and you know, it really makes the future look bright.
Zach, you didn't lose a whole lot in college. Now you're 2-8, and you're coming off a game where I think most people felt you guys played really, really well, but just didn't win. How tough is that to deal with?
You know, yeah, you definitely you get used to winning. That's for sure. It's nice to win football games. You know, obviously that's why we play this game. But as frustrating as it is, you can't really lose sight of, you know, the importance of preparation and getting ready for the game. You know, we feel like we are very close to turning that corner with a young team, you know, a new system, new coaching staff. And really, we just got to stay the course and, you know, not really get off track with it.
Zach, the knee injury you had at LSU, could you just talk about the rehab from that? I guess it's 100% now, but do you think that affected your draft stock any?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what teams were thinking. You know, obviously, I went late in draft, but really that's something I can't worry about. You know, I was given an opportunity here at Tennessee, and, you know, I'm just trying to make the most of the situation I'm in now.